Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Welcome back to the Charlie Cook Cricket Podcast. Now, just me today discussing a game that is turning into a bit of a dull one. I have to admit, it hasn't been that exciting. The pitch is slow. The pitch is low. There was some excitement today. Jofra Archer's back, which and looked as good as he ever did. I mean, that first spell he bowled, we're talking 2019 stuff. Joe Root goes to yet another century. That's number 37 for him now, closing down that 50. I think he can get there. Sachin's test match centuries as well as Sachin's runs would be very nice to see. Bumrah is incredible. Some of the wickets he took today, the ball that got Stokes was just superb. Like, he's so good. He really is. I don't know who's winning this game. I looked on CricViz because I was like, okay, well, I'll look at that. And it's saying that there's a 60% chance that England win the game. I was like, okay, probably I'd be a little bit less than that. And then I looked at the betting odds and it was about the same. And I thought, well, I don't know. I think India are a lot more in this game. They're 145 for three at the moment. Thanks to a 53 from KL Rahul. He finishes not out. He's going to look to go to yet another century at Lord's. Karan Nair makes 40. Pant's 19 off 33. Looks to be visibly struggling with his finger a little bit. They still haven't said what's wrong with it. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. At the start of the day, Joe Root, first ball of the day, goes to his century. Number 37. He is just incredible. One of his slower ones, probably, a strike rate of 52. But he did exactly what was needed. Then the wickets fell. Root falls not long after. Then Ben Stokes goes. I think it was actually Ben Stokes and then Root just after. It was. Chris Wokes then goes. So there's three wickets in, I mean, what, basically a couple of overs. Bumrah gets two bowled and then Bumrah caught behind by Juv Jarrell behind the stumps. And that meant that England were then 271 for seven, staring at, okay, can they make it up to 300? Partnership between Jamie Smith and Brydon Carse, both of them scoring 50s, which looked really good at the time. I mean, Brydon Carse is a decent batsman. Like, I'm pretty sure he has first-class centuries. At least that's what I told someone I was at the cricket with today. So let's hope that he does have a first-class century. He does. He has two first-class centuries to his name. So he's no mug with the bat. I mean, he's 29 in first-class cricket. I mean, that's Zach Crawley's average. I mean, get him opening the batting at this point. I mean, I'm more than that. Carse batting at nine is good. I think we are going to have a conversation about Wokes at some point, of especially him batting nine. It feels like that maybe Carse should go above him at eight, because Carse can also hit a long ball, and you feel like you have more trust in him sticking around rather than Wokes now. I think we even saw that in the last test when England were trying to save for a draw, and when Jamie Smith and Carse were batting together, I had a lot more hope of England winning the game than I necessarily did when Wokes and Smith were batting together. I have so much more confidence in Brydon Carse's batting, and I thought he batted superbly today. Jamie Smith as well, with a fantastic knock that he had. Yet another 50, having a really good series. Little stat for you. Heard it on the radio. This is now the most runs ever scored by a set of wicketkeepers in a test match series. 2.5 tests to go. It's been a good series for the wicketkeepers. Obviously, Pant and Jamie Smith both cashing in with runs to be had. England bowled out 387. Jasprit Bumrah 5 for 74, putting his name on that Lord's Honour Board. That's why they held him back for this test, because they knew that he was going to be pretty good at Lord's. And do you know what? They needed him today. I mean, Akash Deep, I think, was probably the worst bowler of the lot compared to the rest of them after being the hero at Edgbaston. I think that pitch suited him a little bit more than it did the other bowlers, and that's kind of what showed. And he bowled really well, and I don't know, there is a thing with this Bumrah thing, and it's like, yeah, Bumrah's going to step up and he's going to take 5 wickets for you, and there's no way that you don't play him. But the other bowlers do look a lot better when Bumrah isn't playing, and it is a bit of an odd situation. Siraj takes 2, Nitish Kumar already takes 2, he picks up both the openers that was caught behind. Jadeja picked up 1, that was Ollie Pope, that one just after tea yesterday. And then when it came to England with the ball, India went out with a bat, and after Woke's bowling a really poor first over, like, I feel like his first spell, he just did not find his line and length bowling from the nursery end. I was surprised that he came on from the nursery end. They obviously wanted Jofra to come in from the pavilion end, so that, I guess, kind of makes sense. But I thought Wokes would have had the pavilion end as he wanted, as kind of the attack leader, let's call him. We'll get to Wokes. So he got some tap, and then all of a sudden, Jofra Archer takes off his hat. The crowd rises. The man that hasn't played a test match in over 4 years now. And it was just so nice to see him back. Like, he is such a talent. And he was so good in that first over. Like, when he took that wicket, like, it was almost slightly emotional that he took the wicket. Like, it was, I don't quite believe that it's happened. Like, I never thought that we'd get to the point where Jofra Archer is playing test cricket. And he's worked so hard and gone through so many injuries. And that ball to get Jaiswal was just so good, and the adrenaline was flowing. There was one that was, I think his quickest ball was 93.6 miles an hour. It was so exciting. It's so good to have him back. And England are a threat with him in the attack. Like, he is that good. Like, when he is bowling at his best, he really is that good, and has the pace to match it, and just needs to be a must for the Ashes coming up, and probably at least another game in this series. You'd imagine he won't play in the fourth. We'll probably play in the fifth at this point. Maybe Jofra and Mark Wood together could be rather exciting. Little bit worried with the injury traits of them too, but we'll see how we go. England, it was kind of touch and go. It feels like they didn't let India get away. Now, I think this pitch is very, very difficult to score, and that's probably part of the reason, but I thought England bowled okay. I thought the Indian bowlers definitely got a lot more out of the pitch than England did, but England stuck to the plans. I really like the Jamie Smith up to the stumps to Chris Wokes. I thought that was really clever. There was a graphic from the second test of the way that India are trying to kind of negate the movement of the ball is by batting out of their crease, and with Jamie Smith coming up to the stumps, then you can do that, and you can keep them in their crease and always be worried. Jamie Smith took an absolute blinder of a catch behind the stumps to get rid of Shubman Gill. That is difficult. It was a relatively thin edge, but taking the edge up to the stumps, it's coming down at 81 mile an hour. That is really impressive. Speaking of screamers, the catch that Root took, Stokes just needed a bit of magic. We had to break that partnership between Rahul and Karan Nair, and we did it, and it was a blinder, absolute blinder from Joe Root. He goes past Rahul Dravid for the most test catches in history. So he's going to have quite a few records by the end of this kind of stretch of the next year or so, because I think he will catch Sachin. Obviously catches Dravid for the catches now, so his name is at the top of that list. All to play for tomorrow. You'd think that India will probably need at least a first innings lead to be favourites in this game, with them having to bat last. You don't really know what's going to happen. I think it's going to get lower and slower. Jadeja got a few to turn day one and kind of a bit of today as well. Bashir just didn't turn it. Whether that was him going up the hill was interesting. I probably would have bowled him from the pavilion end to kind of have that slope, help him with a bit of spin. That's the way I would have gone with it. But I think it is definitely all to play for. England will want to take a couple of quick early wickets if they can have them, maybe, what, 220 for six by lunch tomorrow. You'd say England are massively on top in that game. Getting rid of Rahul early in the morning would be big, as well as Pant. You know, Pant can cause you issues and bat quickly. I still don't know how that finger's going to hold up. I really don't. It'll be interesting to see how he bats tomorrow. Maybe with another day's rest, it might get slightly better. But I think we've got a really interesting day of cricket. I hope the pitch is a little bit quicker because he's dead. He's dead, dead, dead. It is making really dull cricket. And just adding to the dull cricket is the constant breaks, the constant ball changes, the constant change of gloves, the constant injuries. Like, we lost 15 overs today, and like, it's a lot of money to go to Lords, like, if you're a paying punter. So for instance, I've been at the cricket for the last 2 days. Two people, 2 days at Lords, that's £700 for those 2 days, and I've missed 22 overs of cricket. That's nearly a session. That's like 10% of the overs that should have been bowled. I just haven't seen more than 10%. Should have been 180 overs and I've missed 22 of them. And it's a joke. It's nearly 15% of 12.5%. So when am I getting my 12.5% refund for the money that we've paid for the tickets? It's a joke and it needs to be sorted out. Like, the umpires are just standing there watching it happen and not doing anything, not trying to make changes. And it's just frustrating. It really is frustrating. Like, paying public are missing out. And Lords was sold out today, okay? There might be a few on TV, be like, oh, there's a really empty seat. It was hot today. It was really hot. And just sitting in that sun, there's no breeze, there's no shade. It was difficult to just sit there all day. Like, I couldn't do more than kind of half an hour at a time. And then you'd go down to the bar, get another drink and stand in the shade, watch a bit on the TV for a bit. It was difficult to be out there. Kind of just sat in the sun. So if the stands did look a little bit empty today, then that's probably what it was. But overall, I'd probably say England's day, with them getting up close to 400, picking up three wickets before the close, is pretty good, but definitely all to play for. India are not out of this.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.